Unit 4. Shopping. Lesson 1. Let's go shopping. Listening and speaking. 3. Let's make a list. B. Listen and complete. We have to get out of the supermarket quickly.
Okay. Time is limited.
What do we need? Let's make a list.
We need milk, eggs, vegetables, fruit, bread, cheese, and some candy. What about you?
I want some chicken. Oh, and we're out of flour. Put that on the list too.
Okay.
4. Asking for information. B. Listen and repeat.
Good morning. How can I help you?
Hi, I've got 2 coupons for your store, and I want to know where I can use them.
You may use them at any one of our stores in town. May I know where you live?
I live in Sunshine Village.
We do have a store there. It's next to the cinema.
Thank you for your information.
My pleasure. Enjoy your shopping.
C. Listen and judge.
Reading and writing. 6. Online shopping. B. Read the text with these questions in mind. 1. What advantages does online shopping have? 2. Why won't people go to shops anymore in the future?
Online shopping. You can buy almost everything on the internet, and it's very easy. First, you choose something. Then you receive it a few days later by post. Online shopping has several advantages. In the first place, you can shop at any time. The shops are always open. Second, to shop on the internet, you only need a computer and a mouse. Online shopping is changing our way of life. One day, no one will go to the shops anymore, because you will be able to buy anything on the internet, and you will be able to receive it anywhere in the world at any time. 8. Read and recite.
1. A consumer is a shopper who is sore about something. By Harold Coffin. 2. The quickest way to know a woman is to go shopping with her. By Marceline Cox. 3. If men liked shopping, they'd call it research. By Cynthia Nelms. 4. I always say shopping is cheaper than a psychiatrist. By Tammy Faye Becker. 5. I've been shopping all my life and still have nothing to wear. Author unknown.